Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngimlandenga le eBloemfontein mempotsongwe nya si worshipa naye ethi kiyaleboha yebo siyabonga kubaba futhi ngeke sipheze ukumbonga ngoba usenzela okuhle futhi usenzela okuningi phambi kwakhe uNjabulo Mkhize uthi angisoze ngasuka kuwe uTravis Green uthi be still and know ukuthi unguNkulunkulu ulo yebo uyaphila uma nje izimo zingahambi kahle wena be still ubuke ukuthi uzokwenzani ngaleso simo I three songs in a row ngiyathemba ikubusisile singena ngayo kuleso sigaba sesibili njengoba selishayile elesithathu ihora angibingelele kuwo wonke umngani nomsizi osanda kungena kulomsakazo ohamba phambili ngeindaba zokholo nangomculo okholo sithole kuwo wonke ama platform ku radio siku AM 657 ku DSTV audio book K882 ungasilalela na ku yo smartphone ku Radio Pulpit app noma ungene ku website engu www.radiopulpit.co.za igama ngubahle wakanhlapo angingedwa ke kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino umam Ruth ya umam Ruth une testimony nje enamandla azosherela yona lingasuki ke iphondo uyizwele kulendaba azosixoxela yona nangomsebenzi omuhle umsebenzi omkhulu uNkulunkulu awenzile empilweni yakhe umam Ruth Munaka Mutsila uyazibazalwane mengingantshela nje ukuthi udriver wasuka ngale eLimpopo hey not iLimpopo le eduze ngikhuluma ngeLimpopo ekude bazalwane yeah uzosichazela ukuthi ke uphuma kuphi ngendawo ithi ke ngaphambi kokuthi ngixoxisane naye ngindlule ngala
657 AM Radio for believers in action.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Seka khona seka fikile u Mam Ruth Munaka Mutsila sizohlala naye kulesi sigaba kuze kuyoshaya u 4 o'clock esherela ngobuhle nobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe uyazitheme ngilalele i testimony ngabona ngempela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasithanda singabantwana bakhe and nesithembiso sakhe uyasigcina ukuthi ngeke ashiye futhi ngeke asiyeke angithandi ukuthi ngikhulume kakhulu akube uyena ke ozolundlala udaba lwakhe Mam Ruth Sawubona
ndimasiya rivathecheresi va pulpit f radio pulpit and navathecheresi hayani good day good afternoon everybody
siyabonga ukuthi usuke kude kangaka uzwile ke bengi-introducer earlier on ngithi hatswe mo Limpopo emo haufi ko Bopolokwane uhlaha ko Venda
yes ko Venda
what driver more than 5 hours ukuzofika la ePretoria wathi ngifuna bezwe ngobuhle nobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu ukuthi you know ukuthathe kuphi and wakubeka la ukhona kwamanje akubanga lula
azungulirula
yes kodwa ke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi today you are here to share about the goodness of God
yes
ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya
ndimasiari bathu bothe ndimasiari ma ndimasiari aru ndimasiari bathu bothe abafunwa vanga dzikonani dzanga vatecheresi good day good afternoon and I'm happy you are listening.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Umam Ruth, we CEO and founder of Ruth Conversations. We a non-profit organization, and futhi we founder ye Ruthology Conversations. Ngi pronounce kahle ne? Awuqale limi la kala rarahana. Okay, maybe Mam Ruth ukuze abantu babe nesithombe sokuthi sikhuluma nobani. Mhlawumbe siqale laphaya ekutheni usibekele nje sithombeni ngokukhula kwakho. Yeah, ukuthi ukhule kanjani.
Okay, are we speaking Venda or we're mixing?
We are mixing. You know, okuhle ngo radio pulpit ukuthi sikhuluma wonke amalimi.
Yes.
Sikhuluma wonke amalimi la ekhaya. So wena nje khuleka.
Okay.
Yes.
I was born at home in Venda, and I grew up in a Christian family. Naba baby bothe babili. Zukamba zori mana baba baba hone, both teachers. I mean, we had everything that we wanted. It was myself and my four siblings. So basically we were five, three brothers and two girls. And as I said, we were Christians. So it was a very good environment where we were taught Christianity and everything else that a child could know. And I was not a very bright student, I can say that. But I did manage to pass grade 12 and did graduate as a teacher and any other qualifications that I have. You know, I'm saying that to show that being a bright student or a slow learner doesn't define where you are going. You know, you can become somebody even if you're a slow learner like me, that I was, because I was a slow learner. And I did pass my grade 12, 1989, but I didn't pass well. So I went and did dress designing here in Pretoria for 12 months in Mamelodi. So 1991, I had my son Arwani. You know, when I was 21 years, 1991. Unfortunately, me and his father broke up. So at the end of the day, I stayed home with my parents, where my father decided, you know what, Ruth, I think it's better if you repeated grade 12 because you didn't pass well. So I did repeat my grade 12. That's when I went and did my teaching. That's how I grew up. I did my teaching in Bethel, East London, Transkei. It was called Transkei then. Yeah, so basically that's how I grew up, in a Christian home where we'll go to church and sing and play with other kids, you know, family. My parents were those people that, you know, you'll always go on vacations, you'll do this, visit family. So, yeah, I had a very good upbringing with parents, though my father now has passed already. Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace. Ngiyazwakala ukuthi ukukhula kwakho ukukhule kahle. You were a happy child.
Yes.
And you know, umntwana kuba kuhle kuyena abazali ababili uma bekhona.
Yes.
Umama no baba, because you learn from both of them.
Yes.
So uma ukhula. Okay, and happy Women's Day, by the way. happy Women's Day
to you. Yeah. Yeah.
So my question, Bogu, was as a child growing up, what were your dreams, or what were you wishing for? Or would say, you know, Ronaldo, one of those dreams, or you know, this and that. So when, what were your dreams? Or
you know,
yeah.
One important thing that I knew that I wanted to be was to stand in front of people. You know, I remember even when I was youth, I could preach at church when I was youth. So meaning that I was not scared of standing in front. And when I see someone talking there, standing in front of people and talking, I'll be like, yo, I like that. And I just love talking to people, Maybe that's why I ended up being a teacher, because follow my parents' path to be a teacher as well. Because I wanted to work with people, to be surrounded by people. Yeah, that's what I wanted. I dreamt about that. Obviously, every child being married, obviously. Yeah, and having your own family. Yeah, being someone.
And kwamanje la ukhona kunezinto eziningi oyibalile ukuthi wenze lokho wayenza lokho nalokho, so asidi lotse no nahana hore like in life no ka fitlhela go tsona.
Yes,
I think ke tseding tsa di testimonies tso sharang ka tsona today. Yeah, before you take us through your life journey, what have you learned more your journey until now from Ohola?
Hey, I've learned Hori, you can always, mistakes are easy to make.
Yeah.
And if you don't focus on God, like if you don't put God first,
yeah,
mistakes are so easy to make.
Yeah.
I've made so many mistakes because I thought I can do it by myself. But when I learned that I have to consult with God first, then things became easier. So I've done mistakes, so many mistakes in my life that I learned from them.
Yeah.
And another thing that I learned from, I also learned, Khuri, I'm different. Everybody is different and unique. You cannot, you cannot substitute me with somebody else because I'm me, I'm original. So, and the other thing that I learned is embrace who you are. You know, I'm someone who has been misjudged a lot. I'm that person that if you meet me, you'll think Ruth is a quiet person. Ruth is that person that doesn't like people. People will literally tell me, "Yo, when you don't like people." But they come back and say, you are a very free-spirited
person.
Yeah. So I've learned that we learn every day. We learn from our mistakes and embrace those mistakes. And you journey on. My biggest learning curve was you are different. And embrace who you are.
True.
And consult with God.
Amen.
Yes.
When you look back, do you believe that God allowed storms in your life for a purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
But at first, no.
Yeah.
Of course. At first, no. I didn't understand all these things that were happening.
Yeah.
I didn't at all until I reached a point where I was mature enough. Mature enough in God.
Yeah.
You know, you can be mature, but not mature in God.
Yeah.
So I was going to church, of course, when I was young, but I was not mature enough.
Yeah.
So when I became mature, that's when I realized that it is possible.
Yeah. Indeed. Mam Ruth, uzosharela utaba lwakho. Uma sibuya ngalam ngicela nje ukuthi ngikushare ne ngalomhlabelelo siye sakhuluma off air uthi yo, I love this guy.
Yes.
Nami ngiyamthanda.
Yes.
Utakindo.
Oh,
it's he can do anything.
Yes.
And now we are attest ngalomhlabelelo ukuthi you know God can do anything.
He can.
And ukwenzile
impilo. He did it.
Amen. Uma sibuya ke uzosinhlalela your testimony.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin.
Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Ngempela, he will provide for you. Njoba ekwazile uku provider for umam Ruth. He can do anything. Akukho kumehlulayo uJehovah. Nawe uzokwenzela. Taki ndo wasibusisa sisibuyela futhi kumam Ruth ezo share her testimony. Uma ke usanda kungena ngiyacela ukuthi ungalinyakazisi iphondo ngoba uzophuthelwa ile ndaba enhle asiphathele yona. Mam Ruth, mhlambe nje unpack indaba yakho. Sizo ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu ukuthathe phi waze wafika la ukhona kwamanje.
Yo, my story is so long, but I'll try and think which ones are most you know, it's so long, but I'll try and chop, okay, as I said that I am a teacher by profession. So 1995 I did pass my grade 12, 1994, which of course I went to East London to study my teaching. From 1995 to 97 I did my secondary teacher's diploma. So 1995 I went home, vendor, you know, we'll go home once or twice a year because it was so far. And we are using buses, you know, all those things. So I went home. I was with my boyfriend then. I'm not talking about the father of my son. No, I'm not talking about him. It was after I had my child. And remember, me and him broke up. Né? So I was with my boyfriend. We're just sitting somewhere in a park. It was at night, around 11. So three guys came out of the blue. So those three guys were wearing barra gloves and they had guns. So those guys, I don't know what they wanted. I think they wanted to steal a car, but they ended up telling my boyfriend to take off his clothes. So they pointed a gun at him. So he took his clothes off. So they chased him away. So he ran, Ashaba, and then they took me to the bushes. It was somewhere there next to the car, but deeper in the bushes. So they changed with me. They raped me, three of them. So I was just still. You know, I didn't scream. I think I was in a shock. Because I just froze. They did what they did and finish. So when they were done, this other one said, you know what, because you didn't, you were quiet, you didn't make noise, and wait up, we're not going to kill you. So your car is there, where there's a light, you can go back. That was the longest route I've ever walked. And I walked back there where the car was. When I arrived there, my boyfriend just arrived with the police. And I remember the police asking me if I wanted to open a case. I must go to the police station with them. And I just told them blank, no, I'm not going with you. I'm not going to repair a case. Because I felt, I sort of blame myself in a way. Because I was out at night with a boy and I was ashamed. And remember that time, 1995, rape was not even a factor. I mean, nobody talked about rape then. And if you talk about rape, you'll be stigmatized. So I didn't tell anyone about the rape. It ended there. I went home and pretended nothing happened. But lucky enough, my boyfriend knew a little bit about medical. So we did went the following day and consult, and I got my injections and everything to try and stop the infections and everything that could be transferred from those boys to me. So I went on with my life like nothing happened. I went back to school. I finished my school, second year, third year. I never spoke about the rape. Moving forward, I got back home, 1997. I graduated. 1999, when I was home, I met someone. This guy was so serious about me. So my ex, the father of my child, heard that someone is serious. She's gonna be married. So he came back and said, "Yo, Ruth, Pelamina, I love you. Give me a chance." And I didn't think twice about it because I thought it's a good thing for a child to grow up with both parents, like my parents did with me. So I went back to him and I dumped the other guy, and he was such a good guy. The guy that I dumped was such a good guy. I mean, I always say, Kuri, this guy bought me a present every month. Like, when he get paid, he'll buy me a cake. Wow. 1998, a cake was big. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like buying a bouquet of flowers and, you know, you would name it.
Yeah.
Moving forward. So, 2000... I moved. He was staying in Gauteng, the father of my son. So I followed him this side, and life went on. We even got married. 2002, we got married, and we had our son. But our son was staying with my parents at home in Venda because they're the ones who took care of him when I was still at school. So life went on. I can say that abuse was always there because the reason that I dumped him at first was of his cheating, a lot of girlfriends. So it was always there. And even when I visited him this side, he'll leave me at home and he'll go out knowing that I'm leaving Sunday going back to Limpopo. So abuse was always there. He'll always leave me at home and I can't say anything. Moving forward. 2002, as I said, we got married and I got a permanent job in Gauteng, Department of Health, as a junior clerk. Moving forward, we bought our house in Captain Park. So that house, hey, showed me nightmares. I was so happy when we bought that house. But in that house, we always had parties that were never planned. Parties are good things, but those were never planned. But anyway, we had parties. It didn't matter we had enough money or not, but we'll have parties. We'll have pool parties. We'll have, you know, the house will always be packed with people. And another thing that I want to speak about is I wanted more kids when I was married, but I couldn't fall pregnant, so I even did a few operations myself. I did a few operations to fix my womb, but the baby never came. So moving forward, there was so much abuse that I couldn't cope anymore. I remember I was admitted the first time for depression. So when I was admitted the first time, the psychologist did say that, Ruth, maybe you should bring in your husband so that we try and resolve this thing. You know, after he left, my ex left, the counselor literally told me that, Ruth, this guy is not interested. He's not interested. So I don't know what you are going to do, but he's not interested. You are here being sick, but he's not interested for you to get well. So you are on your own in this marriage. So when I went back home, I attempted a divorce. So after I attempted a divorce, he came back full force. Full force meaning that he stopped sleeping out. Mind you, I didn't tell you that 3 months after we got married, he started sleeping out every weekend. Like, I got used to him sleeping out every weekend. I got used to him not being there every weekend. And it was just a norm for us. And I'll say something and we'll end up fighting about it. A lot of things happened that you'll go and listen to some of the videos. The listeners will share some of the videos with them. they'll go to my website and see some of the videos that I've done. Then I'm going to, there on the videos, I've spoken more on a deeper level about the abuse and everything. Because it was so severe that we ended up calling family members, which never happened. You know, I'm trying to say that I tried everything I could to save my marriage. And another thing that I wanted to tell, to speak about is when he impregnated another woman. So there was a time that he literally moved out 2 weeks, 13 days out of our house. And I found out that this girlfriend is pregnant. And by the time I found out, the baby was born already. So that was something that broke me to pieces, because I remember going to his office when I arrived in the office, because we had a company together, 50-50, that we opened together. And I took loans for us to open those companies, that company. So I go to his office. I found a big portrait, a picture, a huge one, for his son that I never knew, the son of his girlfriend, in his office. Wow. Where the workers are there. The workers know that I don't have a newborn baby. So everybody knew that this is not Ruth's child. Everybody who went to the office, and we had a big office. So it was very, very traumatic, that relationship, and traumatizing. It was traumatizing. So moving forward, I remember attempting divorce, coming back from hospital, and things changed. Things were so much better than he even bought me a car, you know. And we did some renovations in the house. We did a few things. Things were much better. But 3 months down the line, things went back. So it was not easy. I went back again. I was admitted for depression the second time. So when I came out from the hospital, actually the psychologist told me straight, Kuri Ruthwe, if you don't come out of this marriage, you are gonna die and leave your son. So it's better if you come out of this marriage. So when I went home, I divorced. You know, there's a lot of things that happened. You know, I was told that I was not good enough. I was compared with the other woman. You know, there's things that he said to me that I can't say on radio, but things that a husband can say to a wife, you know? Yeah. So I was told I'm not clever enough. I was told I can't speak English, which is okay. I don't have to be perfect in English, because I mean, I'm Venda. I'm Venda by birth. I mean, really. Yeah. I'm not born speaking English. Why must I be perfect in English? You know, I must break this English and people can understand me. It's okay with me. But I was told I'm not good enough. A lot of things were said. Yeah. And I remember the other time there was a pool party at home. That time I was home at home burying my uncle at home in Venda. So someone just called me and said, Ruth, Pella, we're in your house and you are not here. I said, but I'm home. I didn't know there's a party. Then they said, no, there's a party. Then my mother said, go back. Go and save your marriage. Sure. We drove back with my sister-in-law. And when I went there, cars were packed from top of the street. And when I arrived, there was a red handbag next to the headboard.
In your bedroom?
In my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
So whoever she was, Friday she slept in my bed. And I came back Saturday. I don't know what happened. But when I went in later to the bedroom, the handbag was not there anymore. So those women that were there, some of them were visiting, sleeping. It was hard. It was hard knowing that some other woman slept in your bedroom. And you are going into the same sheets because you are not strong enough to say, I can't.
And it shows that he didn't tell them that he's a married man, because he was behaving like a single man.
You know, other women know that these guys are married.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she knew he was married because I remember there was a time that I even called this woman and I told her, God is my witness. I said, I nearly said his name. My apologies. Mm. I'm Ketekete's wife. Did you know he's married?
Mm.
Then she dropped the call. So she knew he was married.
Yeah.
Some of these women know they're married. We can't put all the blame to men.
Yeah.
You know, some women go in knowing that these men are married.
Mm.
But some don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was I had to join in that party. Because if I don't, I'll be described like someone who don't like people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm forced to smile, even though I just buried my uncle in the morning.
And
even though I saw a handbag in my bedroom, I must pretend and smile and dance like everybody else.
Hmm.
So it was hard. It was very hard. And moving forward, I did things, you know, to save my marriage before I left. I did stuff.
Hmm.
Because I wanted to save my marriage. We called in prayers because he was not there every weekend.
Mm.
I called Omam Fundis. We prayed and prayed. Nothing happened.
Mm.
Someone said to me, you know, Ruth, go and consult Mketekete. I went to other churches to consult where they prophesy. They did say things and things didn't change.
Mm.
I remember I even went to an inyanga. As I'm saying, I was not a strong Christian then.
Mm.
I went to an inyanga thinking that they can help me. They gave me things to bath, not to bewitch him or do, and no. To give me things to bath so that he sees me. Because they said I had chinyama, sinyama.
Yeah.
I have a dark cloud around me.
Sure.
So they gave me things to bath with. But things didn't change. And I even got a boyfriend.
Hmm.
Because someone said to me, Ruth, if you get a boyfriend, he focuses on his thing, you focus on your thing. But I couldn't. 3 months, he caught me right-handed.
Hmm.
Then I had to stop because I couldn't do it. So I'm trying to say that I did try everything to save my marriage.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to stay in my marriage because it's a sacred.
Yeah.
It's a commitment that I made in front of God.
Yes.
You know, I tried everything. So I'm saying, don't just give up on my marriage. Don't do what I did, but pray.
Yes.
Consult with God.
Mm.
And before you even get married, talk to God about the partner that you want. Because I never did. I didn't ask God if he was the right man for me.
Mm.
Moving forward. After the divorce, my father died through cancer. I saw him shrinking through cancer, moving forward. And again, 2013, my brother, firstborn at home, got burned.
Mm-hmm.
He was working as an electrician at Eskom, but he got burned via electricity. So it was hard for us as a family. So I've seen death in front of my eyes as well. So that experience of my brother took me back to hospital the third time. That's when the psychologist said to me, Ruth, what is it that keeps on knocking on your door? You always come back to hospital. And mind you, I was drinking medication depression since 2007. Drinking depression medication since until 2015, if I'm not mistaken, depression medication. And because I couldn't sleep anymore. So the counselor said to me, the psychologist said to me, Ruth, what is it that keeps on knocking at your door? Why do you keep on coming back to hospital? Then she says, tell me, how did you grow up? So when I was telling her, I mentioned that I was gang raped. Then she said, but Ruth, who knows about it? I said, my boyfriend only. Then she said, Ruth, you have been living with this thing for 17 years. I said, yes. So I left with this secret of the gang rape for 17 years.
Oh, such a trauma.
Yeah. Oh. So I was broken. I didn't even know I was broken. Yeah. Maybe I went in the marriage broken because rape changes you.
Yeah.
You know, when you get raped, remember when you sleep with someone, you transfer whatever you have, body, whatever, you know, you become one with that person.
Yeah.
So I became one with three boys that I slept with. So meaning whatever curses they had, I also had them. And I never went for counseling, or I never went for, you know. So that's when I went told my family to cut the long story short. I sat down with my family and told them about this, and I realized that no, I actually enjoy sharing my story with people.
Yeah.
That's when I started, you know, we'll be sitting and I'll just say, you know, what this happened. So people started being interested, and that's how I started the foundation. So another thing that I wanted to say, we had a house in Captain Park, our house in Captain Park. I decided, because he was giving me grief every time I say, let's sell the house, let's do this. I ended up giving him the house. I said, you know what, take it. And I left with my soul. And when I left, I had so many debts. You know, I was broke. Broke, because nekinali dikoloto tsengata. Ndobandi na zukolodo zwinji. Nekinali dikoloto tsengata, because we after the divorce, remember, I'm the one who opened who took the loans when we bought the house. We had loans, we had, you know, and when we opened the business, we took loans. And when we bought furniture and the car, it was bought by my name, everything. So I had debts which I carried with, and I lived on credit. And he didn't support our child. Our child had to drop out of school because he didn't support him. And my father believed in, he was a proud man. He said, we're not going to force a father to love his child. He didn't want us to force him to support his child. So I didn't as well. So I remember the other time when they came and repossessed my car at work. My car, they came and took my car at work.
Sure.
Because he kept on saying, Ruth, I'll continue paying your car even though we're divorced. But they came and took my car in front of everybody. And it was a big institution where I was working. So it was hard. And I also faced rejection from friends. There was this friend of mine that I loved dearly. And she just, we used to share everything. She was my support structure.
Yeah.
Someone that I'll go and talk to when I'm down and out. And she'll pray for me. She taught me how to pray.
Yeah.
And she just decided to, she resigned where we were working. She went on pension. And she just decided to cut me. And I had to go for counseling for that. So I'm saying, I went through all of this because I was not, I'm better than anyone. No. God wanted to serve a purpose with me.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, no, God had a plan with my life. I had to go through my life in order to help other people. So that's when I started talking about this thing and, you know, helping people. And 2015, I opened a company, Ruthology Conversations, only to realize that, no, I have to open an NPO. Then I did register the NPO in 2017. And it was launched 2018, June. So I started helping people left, right, center. And most of the work, I do it for free. So, yeah, I'm at home now doing the work that I love doing. But the challenge that I have, it's of course, money.
Yeah.
Because helping people that are not working, I help them for free. And helping them for free We also need a structure where we can work, we pay rent and all of those things. Mm. You know, so it's not easy. So, but that's what we do. So, yeah, basically that's my story. And it was not easy. Yeah. I didn't have a good relationship as well with my mother-in-law. And it was bad. It was terrible. And another thing that I did was not treating my son well when I was traumatized. You know, when you are traumatized, yeah. the people that are next to you, you hurt them, not on purpose.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why even now I'm fearful. I'm fearful of rejection. Mm. You know, a relationship, a good relationship, you know, I ask a lot of questions if I'm good enough. You know, I ask a lot of questions if I'm good enough. And there's a whole lot of things that happened and that has put me down, and continuous rejection, because I've tried dating after my divorce.
Yeah.
But hey, people are not faithful, you know. There was this other guy that I dated, and he was a pastor. I thought this guy was gonna marry me, you know, even, you know. But yo, he was a scammer, a serious one. I'll talk about it some other time when I'm ready about that one.
Mm-hmm.
He scammed me. I mean scamming. When I mean scamming.
Yeah,
anything you can think of. And he was, you know, we have guys that are pastors, but they're scammers.
Mm.
You know, so life has not been easy for me. I've been through it, but I think that God was trying to serve a purpose in my life.
Amen.
God wanted to do something in my life.
Yeah.
And now COVID came.
Mm.
I left and went home. I wanted to open a business there and there, like office, but COVID, not working for 2 years, and things became harder and harder. It became tougher and tougher financially and all that. But I thank God that I had a good support structure, and those who sponsored us then sponsored us, but now the money is finished. We're trying to apply now again for funding. And we rely on sponsorship.
Sure.
Those who can sponsor us, who can give us a call and say, Ruth, I can even give you 10,000 or 5,000.
Mm.
It does something, because at the end of the day, we have people that call us not having a time. We have to call them back and help them.
Yeah.
And people that come through not having petrol money, we must give them transport money for taxi.
Mm.
We have to help them. And I can't just sit at home and say I can't go and talk to people.
True.
I have to, even though I'm not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm.
So it's not easy, but with God, it is possible.
God has really
shown me that it is possible, Ruth.
Yeah.
We have good Samaritans out there that now and then will just give us 1,000 rand, 1,000, 2,000. It does something at the end of the day.
Amen.
Mm.
Sure. Indeed, storms in life are not meant to break us, but to bend us towards uNkulunkulu. You know, you've been through a lot. Yabona njengoba uqale udaba lwakho ngokuthi you were gang raped. You've been abused by the person okuwukuthi you were expecting ukuthi kube uyena okuprotectayo, kodwa at the end of the day he was the one okuthi bekayenza the worst
empilweni
yakho. But you know, uNkulunkulu emuhle, naku today uyakwazi ukuthi ushare your testimony ungenazo iinyembezi, kodwa wenzani, upraise uNkulunkulu. So uNkulunkulu sends the storms to show us ukuthi he is the only shelter. And uthini kuthina, uthi fear not, I am with you.
Yes.
So though you were faced ngama storms, but uNkulunkulu beka lokho ekhona la.
Yes.
Ethi Ruth, if lokho kwenzeke kuwena, kumele kwenzeke kubani?
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you know uNkulunkulu ubonile ukuthi uRuth
can handle it.
Can handle it.
Yes.
And ngempela
I did.
until kuze kube manje.
Yes.
And now uyakwazi ukuthi usize other women.
Yes.
Ngoba kukhona abomama abaningi ukuthi babhekane neabuse
and men.
Mhm.
Mm.
And umuntu uzohlala ethi ngizoyapi?
Exactly.
You know, futhi when you were fortunate because you had a home.
Mm.
La uzoya khona ikubetha ngala.
Yeah.
Abanye akukho.
Mm.
Like emshadweni la ekhona ikhaya lakhe uphelele.
Yes.
Akukho la azobalekela khona.
Mm.
So siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ukuprotectile kwaze kwaba la.
Mm-hmm.
And now uyaqhubeka nawe.
Mm.
And uzame ukuthi usize abanye.
Mm.
Ithi ke ngenxa yesikhathi ngizondlula ngala and then uma sibuya usinikeze your contact ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu uma bethanda ukuxhumana nawe omunye kwamanje uthi eish uyazi I'm in tears because uvule islonda you know bari uthetsile tswayi modimo gasiso
yes
yeah uvuse amanxeba and you know bekadinga ukuthi ezo omunye umuntu akhuluma ngento ukuthi naye uhamba phezukwayo owandlula kuyona uyazi nje ngicabanga le and ngivele ngavala amehlo like for 17 years uhlezi ngale trauma okuwukuthi awazi ukuthi ukhulume nobani sure yeah ithi sindlule ngala uma sibuya ke uzosinikeza your contacts Sis Ruth thank you so much ukuthi nje uyivule inhliziyo yakho and share this powerful testimony.
Mm.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
Sis Ruth ngibhlungu ngoba kumele ngikudedele isikhathi sethu siphelile and you know I was still all ears ngifuna ukuyizwa yonke indaba but anyway uNkulunkulu uma evumile God willingly uzosipha esinye isikhathi and then ubuye futhi and share more in closing ungathanda ukuthini nje mhlambe in a minute to everyone ukuthi bekalalele your testimony
I can say that never stop hoping and believing.
Yeah.
Because if forgiveness is the most important part. You know, all these people that have hurt me, I did manage to forgive them. But you can't pray forgiveness off. Meaning, Kuri, you have to work through it. You have to read the books. You have to listen to other people that are encouraging, like Joyce Meyer and others. You know, you have to work through it, but you have to forgive at the end of the day. Because Matthew 6 says you have to forgive each other. If you don't forgive, God will not forgive your sins as well. So you have to forgive so that God forgives you as well. And so that you can heal. You cannot heal wena self if you haven't forgiveness, you haven't forgiven others. So another thing that I want to say in short, if you have been raped, go and report the matter. Don't be like me who kept quiet for 17 years because this thing can kill you. You go and report the matter so that you get assistance. And another thing, deliverance is very, very, very important. Deliverance is important because the pastor has to deliver you from those rituals that those people raped you. You know, you have to be delivered. Otherwise, nothing will work out good for you. My contacts are... I've got a website. My website is www.ruthcoffee.com. ruthconversations.com. www.ruthconversations.com. And I've got a Facebook page as well, Ruthology Conversations. In short, what I can say is, if you go and Google and type my name, Ruth Munaka Mutsira, all those social handles will pop up and you'll just follow in there, because we don't have time anymore. And my contact details are 076-817-9947. 076-817-9947. Those are my contact details. Don't forget to follow me as well. You following us helps other people so that they can see that this person is working, and the sponsors who wants to sponsor us can see that we're doing a good job. Thank you so much, good listeners. I love you, and be strong, and let's keep on fighting.
We love you. We love you too, Sister Ruth. And siyabonga nanokuthi ujoine lomdeni ka Radio Pulpit. Ube nje ne uhambo lwakho lube safe lapho uzobuyela khona emuva. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi soon sizoyithola incwadi yakho.
Very soon. The book is coming. It's in conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think April next year we are launching the book.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So I'll be back to talk about the book.
I love that. Wow. Sizongena manje ke esigabeni sokugcina njoba selishayile elesine ihora. Kulesi sigaba ke ngizobe ngino uMamtebogo Mokoena, and ukhona futhi la no Pastor Elsie Divani. Sizo kuluma la, I discussion yetu imayelana nokuthi choose life. So sizobuka ukuthi what does it mean to choose life? Lingasuki ke iphondo lakho lapho ku AM 657. Ngizobuya nabo nje emveni kwalokho.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.